Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Jared Havens, your host of Credit Havens. Today's podcast, we are going to be discussing a very unique topic. And the reason why I wanted to bring it up is because I'm starting to get more and more questions surrounding insurance and how your insurance, or, and I apologize, how your credit impacts your insurance premiums. You know, a lot of people say, you know, simply put, that they'll say, well, I don't understand how my credit score, my credit profile report could impact my auto insurance because I have a clean driving record. I haven't done anything wrong in my history of driving, but yet my insurance policy went up. And that's what we're going to be going into here today, you know, discussing how does this actually impact the premiums and why. You know, that's another important reason as we get into this of why credit is such an important piece in your situation at any point, even for people who are in a position of, I'd say, you know, median or average or good credit. It makes perfect sense to still look into your credit situation to figure out how can we start the improvement process now to better my financial situation, because your credit also impacts things outside the standard of just lending. Instead of just interest rates, it also impacts insurance as well as employment, which will be another piece that we'll go into later, how credit impacts employment. But today, once again, is going to be focused on insurance. Now, I have some great statistics here going into insurance, different states, how is it impacted, what states do not include your credit to be impacted for insurance premiums. Actually, right now it's only 3 states, so we'll get into that here shortly. But here's the thing that I wanted to touch base on that I think was very important, and this isn't specific to auto, but this is actually specific to homeowners insurance. You know, and a lot of people that we work with have a goal of home ownership, you know, here at Vessel Law and Real Credit Solutions. And when I sit down with a client and go through their situation and analyzing their credit report in a way of what steps need to be taken to get their credit scores and credit profile in a position of mortgage approval, you know, that's just one step. Even though that's the primary goal and that's the primary motivation, you know, a lot of times clients don't understand how their credit will also impact other factors, as, you know, in this case, homeowners insurance. Now, keep this in mind in this stat. Listen to this. Someone with a poor credit rating or a poor credit score based on insurance, on average, pay 91% more than a person with excellent credit. That is outrageous. 91% more. On average, someone with poor credit will pay for a homeowner's insurance policy compared to someone with excellent. That is a lot of – that can easily equal a lot of money. I know when I was recently on a guest on the Minnesota Home Talk show here on ESPN 1500 in the Twin Cities, Mike Overson with Waterstone had mentioned that, you know, he went through different credit scores. I believe it was 640 compared to 720, and it was a difference of over a little over $40 a month in savings on their homeowner's insurance. So that's a lot of money. So that's one thing that we go into. Now, another thing that I thought was interesting is also understanding someone with a median credit score or a good credit rating on average pays 29% more than excellent credit. So that's still quite a bit of a difference there when it comes to the actual cost of that policy. So what are the reasons behind this? And that's where I think that this show is going to benefit a lot of people, is understanding, you know, how can I utilize my credit to my advantage, or having good credit to my advantage, but why, and how does this actually impact it? And the reason being is this: there's been a lot of studies surrounding insurance claims, and what they have found by doing these studies, literally thousands of cases they've gone through of analyzing how many, you know, on insurance, how many claims have there been, what was the average cost of that claim, as well as what was that person's credit rating. And what they have found is that someone with a poor credit rating, on average, their claims were double the amount of what someone's with excellent credit, and the probability of that happening was much higher. So that's what these insurance companies are looking at, is they're understanding that someone that comes in, if I'm insuring someone with a poor credit rating, the probability of them getting into an accident or filing a claim is going to be greater. And not only that, the cost of that claim is going to be greater. So therefore, that cost is going to go to you. You know, there's a risk there. There's a risk to the insurance company, and because of that risk, they're going to charge you more. Very similar as if it was for lending. You know, if you think about it, if you go into a bank, and let's just say you're being qualified for a mortgage, a conventional lending option, you know, every 20-point increment up to 760 is going to better the interest rate. and it's based on risk. The lower your risk, the lower your interest rate, the lesser you pay. The higher your risk, the higher the interest rate, the more you pay. Same thing with insurance. That's what they're looking at here. They want to make sure that they're a for-profit company too, so there's just things put in place. And that is the reason why your credit impacts your insurance premiums, and that is going to be auto, home, and life. Those are the three insurance premiums that your credit score impacts the actual cost of that policy. Now, one thing that I thought was nice to know here, because obviously this show is available nationwide, you know, based on insurancequotes.com, they actually went through a study that I was going through, and they found out that the following five states showed the greatest average premium increase after someone with excellent credit was downgraded to fair credit. So someone who already had a policy and was renewing that policy or whatever it was, and they had to look at the credit again, and once before had excellent credit, then they've been downgraded to fair. Here's the greatest average premium increase. Montana was number one with a 65% increase in their cost of that policy. 65%. Someone in, and then Washington, D.C. came in at 60%. Arizona, 55%, West Virginia, 53%, and Virginia, 52%. That's very high. You know, that's not saying someone that went from excellent to poor. Don't get me wrong, fair isn't something to, you know, toot your horn about, but still, it's not going to poor. We went from excellent to fair, and that was a significant increase in their policy. Now, states that I wanted to go through had the smallest percentage increase from excellent to fair. I found this very interesting. Florida, 0%. So obviously Florida is a state that they don't utilize credit in analyzing the cost for insurance, but they had a 0% increase. Hawaii was 6%, New York 11%, North Carolina 13%, and Wyoming 18%. So there's some things to know that, don't get me wrong, right now credit is a very important topic surrounding insurance, but those certain states there, it's not as significant. In fact, there's only three states that do not allow credit to be calculated into insurance premiums, one being Florida, one being Massachusetts, and the other being Maryland. So those are the states that you don't have to worry about your credit, at least specific to insurance. But once again, credit is so important, and that's one thing that we've been doing here with our clients is understanding more of a holistic approach and understanding not only for your financial life and understanding how to budget yourself, you know, steps to make to secure your future, but how important credit is to a piece of that. Because once again, if you think about it, having good to excellent credit rating, you're going to be paying less for insurance, for interest rates. You're opening up doors, you're opening up opportunities to allow you to maximize your potential with your income to set yourself up better financially. You know, that's something that's very important with our clients, because when they come in the door, our approach is much different than any other company out there. One, yes, we're here to hit your specific goal. That's going to always be the most important piece, but we don't want repeat business, I like to say. We're not here to have someone, you know, just get them to their goal, let them go, and then they make mistakes or those habits that they've created over time and not understanding credit and how it actually works. They can easily get themselves back in a bad position with their credit. We really want to take the time, almost like a coach, and educate our clients, coach them to get them to their goal. But during that time, that education is key. You know, understanding how your FICO score works. How does it calculate? How does my credit impact my ability for mortgage approval, auto loan approval, insurance rates like we're discussing here today? You know, there's so many pieces. Employment's coming up more and more. You know, people are coming to us that need help with their credit because their employer, whether it be a raise or a new position they're growing within the company, especially if it has anything to do with financial, excuse me, or even medical is another big one, where they are going to be taking a look at your credit report. They're not really focused on credit scores. They're actually taking a look at your habits and your history based on your payment history. Do you have any delinquencies? Do you have any collections? Are they paid? Are they unpaid? There's a lot of things that go into it. Once again, it all surrounds risk. You know, so, you know, and another piece too is rent. You know, credits, you know, rental bureaus, you have a rental bureau, so rental history, but you also, they're going to pull, a lot of times it's going to be Experian as the credit bureau that they pull from. Once again, it's risk, so it's not so much a credit score. You'll actually notice that when you apply for a lease, they don't necessarily provide you a score like you would if you would auto or mortgage. They're going to provide you a grade. And in that grade just means, based on your current report, what's your risk? The lower the risk, the higher your grade. You know, and a lot of times, too, at least here in the state of Minnesota, they do not want you to have over $1,000 in unpaid or delinquent debt. When you have over $1,000, that is a huge, I'd say probably the number one reason why people are denied for a lease or a rental agreement is because of that right there. So now, one thing, the last piece that I wanted to go into surrounding insurance is understanding the difference between homeowners insurance and auto insurance. There's a little bit of a difference in how they actually grade your insurance credit score. Now, here's something that I got from Esurance, you know, and they wanted to make sure, you know, I'll just actually read it verbatim. I thought it was perfect. Credit scores are determined based on information from your credit report and are used by lending institutions to determine how likely it is that you'll repay a loan on time. Credit scores determine interest rate and loan qualifications, like we talked about before. Now, when it comes to a credit-based insurance score, they're not going to be taken into factors of, it's not specific to, say, credit-seeking. Like when you go to a mortgage and you apply, that's a credit-seeking act. So they're going to be pulling a credit score and report specific to that action. When it comes to insurance, it's going to be somewhat similar. They're actually pulling based on that type of action that you're doing, in this case insurance. So insurance isn't, when it comes to their insurance score, they're not going to be factoring your job. They're not factoring in your income. They're not factoring your gender or any other personal information. It's based on your history within that credit profile to determine the likelihood of an insurance claim in the future. That's how credit-based insurance scores work. So they have their own separate algorithm around that. Once again, it all comes back around to risk. So for you here today that are listening, it's all about putting yourself in the best position possible to show less risk, to show that you have a higher probability of paying debt back on time when it comes to lending institutions. It also shows that you're going to have a less likely of a chance to file an insurance claim. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Credit Havens, How Credit Impacts Insurance Premiums. I will be back on next week, Wednesday at 12:30. That show topic will be surrounding credit and how it impacts employment opportunities. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.